The State Parole Board has been under intense public scrutiny due to the death of a Woburn police officer at the hands of a paroled criminal. The board held its first public meeting yesterday since the shooting death of Officer John McGuire by a prisoner the board unanimously voted to release in 2008. WBUR's David Boeri reports that as the board considered paroling several inmates yesterday, at times it seemed as if it was on trial.
You almost felt sorry for Brett Christian. He was the first lifer to ask the board for release on parole since its decision to release Dominic Sinelli from life in prison blew up in its face the day after Christmas. Almost felt sorry until you heard the details of Christian's crime in 1996.
You beat an 85-year-old woman over the head. You stabbed her twice. You set the place ablaze.
As parole board chairman Mark Conrad pointed out to the 51-year-old prisoner and petitioner.
There's smoke inhalation, and you leave, and you expect this person to live?
I hope she would, sir.
Brett Christian went on to say the only reason he set the fire was to get the woman help.
So I was trying to draw attention to the apartment, to someone to come and save her.
In the universe of good answers, this one was not a winner. Before a closely watching crowd of reporters who rarely cover parole hearings, Pamela Lombardini, like the rest of the board members, was blunt and skeptical.
To light the house on fire just to get attention, to possibly save this woman, makes no sense.
Somehow in 2008, Dominic Sinelli fared much better than this petitioner. Sinelli got parole. Despite three life sentences, escapes from prison, crimes committed while overstaying his furlough, a history of drug addiction, violent crimes, and bad behavior in prison before becoming a model prisoner. Under the continuing barrage of disbelief and rage following Sinelli's murder of the Woburn cop, the board had kept silent until yesterday. Chairman Mark Conrad made a terse and also unemotional statement at the start of the hearing.
This board is going to conduct business as we normally do, but I want to make this statement clear that our heart goes out to the McGuire family. That's all.
Most of the seven board members are Governor Patrick's appointees, including Conrad, a former Milton cop and campaign driver for Deval Patrick. The board's record of decisions contrasts with those of boards appointed by Republican governors Weld, Cellucci, and Swift. They stressed law and order and adhered more closely to sentiments expressed by a murder victim's son yesterday who was opposing the early release of another prisoner.
I think if you take someone's life, I don't know that you should ever get to enjoy your own. I don't see how you should ever be able to enjoy anything ever again and ever get outside.
In 1991, the father of Charles Holmes Jr. had his throat slashed. He was stabbed 14 times by a robber, James Graham. At yesterday's hearing, where Graham was also seeking parole, Holmes told him, "I hate you with all my soul." Back in 1999, under Republican appointees, 13% of prisoners serving life sentences won parole on their first petition. 10 years later, under the Patrick administration, 32% of lifers won early release on the first try. The philosophy has turned to rehabilitation, giving prisoners incentives and means to reform. But now, a terrible failure is prompting calls for taking fewer risks on parole. For Charles Holmes Jr., the case of Dominic Sinelli has meaning.
I think the timing is obviously, tragic and unfortunate for that officer's family. I guess in some weird way, timely for us, but it shouldn't be that way anyway.
For yesterday's petitioners, the board's verdict seems likely to be bleak. The verdict for the board itself is still to come. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.